South African student Lisa Patterson says she is looking forward to starting her Masters of Development Studies degree at the University of Sydney in the coming days. But the 24-year-old from Cape Town says she is also looking forward to the new lifestyle she'll enjoy in Australia.
At home, I wouldn't really go walking around at night or taking public transport that frequently, so I'm really loving the freedom and the independence that it's given me here.
Ms. Patterson is one of a growing number of international students arriving on Australian university campuses in recent days. Last year, a record 350,000 students chose to study abroad at Australian universities, an average of around 9,000 per university. The bulk of those students, around 38%, came from China. And for the top Australian universities, known as the Group of Eight, that percentage of Chinese students rose dramatically to around 67%. Now, occasional tensions between Australia and China and concerns about Chinese political influence on Australian campuses have raised fears Chinese student numbers could fall. But University of Western Australia Pro Vice Chancellor Ian Watt says it has not happened yet.
As far as I'm aware, the number of Chinese students new students commencing this year is up on last year, but there is certainly a little bit of a change in the discussion that's taking place in social media on China.
Chairing a panel on the future of international education, Mr. Watt said a dependency on Chinese students is a significant risk.
It's a government policy decision in China, or whether it's some sort of infectious disease outbreak which resulted in the flows of students from China slowing down or stopping. The cessation of income flows to the universities would be almost impossible to replace.
Institutions are increasingly targeting other regions, including Africa and Latin America. Laurie Piercy from the University of New South Wales says India and Indonesia are also two important countries in that regard.
We see India as being really important to the future of Australian higher education. I've got colleagues this week leading a roadshow of UNSW engineering into Indonesia.
Universities are also planning to shake up what they can offer potential international students in the next 5 to 10 years. Ian Watt gives some possible examples.
Different sorts of qualifications, micro-credentials, shorter courses, blended types of learning with more online, all that universities are going to have to be able to adapt to what the students are looking for and not believe that we can continue to offer what we currently offer.
Education is now Australia's third largest export industry, with only iron ore and coal worth more. That means universities are well aware Australia itself cannot afford to fall behind. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.